You are listening to the audio production of Long Way Home by Lynn Austin, published by Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by Sarah Zimmerman. For Ken, always, and for our children, Joshua, Sarah, Benjamin, Maya, and Sneer, and for our grandchildren, Aiden, Lila, and Isla, with love and gratitude. Chapter 1. Peggy. Hudson Valley, New York, June 1946. I know it looks hopeless, I told Jimmy Barnett's father, but we can't give up until Jimmy is better, until he's home again. We stood side by side on Blue Fence Farms that summer afternoon, watching one of their brand new thoroughbred colts get the feel of his legs. Mr. Barnett and I were comfortable with each other and never needed to say much when we were together. He looked at me and nodded, and the sadness I saw in his eyes made me feel like someone had stuck a knife in my chest. Mr. B took me on his veterinary rounds sometimes, even though I was just the gal who lived across the road from his clinic in the apartment above the auto repair garage. He said I had a way with animals, and they calmed right down when they were around me. But Jimmy was the one who should have been helping his father now that the war was finally over. They should have been driving around the countryside together to all the dairy farms and horse breeders, treating cows with mastitis and horses with colic. Jimmy had been studying to be a veterinarian like his dad before that awful December day when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. "We can't let Jimmy give up on living," I said. Mr. Barnett didn't reply right away. The new foal pranced around on the other side of the fence, his long racehorse legs as thin as matchsticks. It made me smile to watch him. But Mr. B wasn't looking at the colt. He was gazing into the distance, where the sun lit up the mountain's chalky cliffs. I thought of the psalm that says, "I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." And I silently begged God to help us. Mr. B finally spoke.
"Jim has to want our help, Peg, but he doesn't."
He squinted his eyes as if the sun was shining in them, then added,
"He doesn't even want to live."
He turned and started walking back to his truck. His shoulders sagged, and I thought for the first time that he looked like an old man. He had always seemed so sturdy and strong to me, with a broad chest and arms that were brawny enough to wrestle a horse into a stall or hoist a baby calf into its pen. Yet he had a gentle...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?